So, towards receiving, towards responding to that pure love which Meher Baba gives you, come here, sir, come here. You have to prepare yourself. Come here. You have to prepare yourself. This is all in preparation. You can't do anything in the world at all. It is only He does. And the highest thing to endow that love upon you, He has to give you. You can't, you can never have it. You can never evoke in yourself. But all you can do is to prepare for the day when He gives that you are able to receive. This is the sum and substance of what Meher Baba wants us to do. And the help that Meher Baba can give from this letter, of course there were some who did not, were not present when this letter was read. It could be read over again. That Meher Baba gives help in the most undemonstrative way, in a way nobody can ever make out. And Baba never claimed any miracle for Himself. It is not for the miracle that He does. There are many, many people who come out with miracles, and they perform miracles because they have nothing else to stand upon. Only performing miracles is not a criteria for spirituality at all. Spirituality stands on its own legs. To prove my existence as a human being, I do not want any dog to come before me and to say that he is a human being. It is proved, it is self-evident. So to prove Meher Baba, one would always fail to prove anything about Meher Baba, it is self-evident. To see the sun, you are about to see that you are able, you should be able to see the sunlight. The sun is evident. You cannot bring another torch or a small candle or any other light to prove the existence of the sun at all. Sun is self-evident. But the point is, you should be able to see it. Our hearts are all crowded with our desires. And we are not able to bring through the curtain of these desires. And this curtain we have is created by our own actions of many, many lives. The previous life and the present life that doesn't allow us to bring through and see the sun in its own glory. So one thing in today's talk I have to do, I have to say that Meher Baba does not perform miracles, but in the performance of certain duties and to fulfill certain responsibilities which devolve on him by virtue of connections that many individuals have, that he does, that he reaches the help to an individual. In the case of this letter which was read out, I would like to read, I would like you to read out again, because there are so many, half the number of people out there, and this is an important thing. Because the question of miracles comes once over and over and over and over again. Do not think that because I was with Baba for nearly 50 years, that in my early years I did not expect Baba to perform miracles, and that I did not look upon Baba as something to be very supernatural in performing miracles. Everybody expects this natural tendency in a man. But we must know what thing stands where. We must know what a miracle is. We must know what a real help is. We must know what love is. And we must know where we stand in the whole scheme of creation. And so far, Meher Baba is concerned. Kindly read over again. I'm giving a travel over again.
To observe help from invisible helpers when illegally escaping, they conducted me together with my wife across the frontier in the daytime at 2:30 on a bright sunny day, through wire entanglements, among mines and heavily armed guards. When I arrived in the USA, I began to work, but on July 19th, I fell down the stairs, and my spinal column was injured and my left arm atrophied. I was immediately operated. 2 months later, my wife underwent a very complicated operation for a tumor. Medical care here may be the first in the world, but at the same time, it is terribly expensive. Thousands of dollars are needed for one not very complicated operation and medicines. A few days ago, I was told that I would have to undergo the same operation again. This was truly a very great trial for me. Then, unexpectedly, there occurred what is actually the subject of this letter. I don't know whether to call it a miracle or a vision, and if I had not been fully conscious, I would not have believed it myself. During the night of November 26th and 27th, I was awakened by a strange noise. The next moment, the room was filled with a blinding light, in the center of which I saw a completely normal human figure, which pronounced in pure Bulgarian, "Do not fear, you recognize me." "Yes," I answered mechanically, "you are Meher Baba." I must confess that I had not known nothing about the bearer of that name, although it is true that about 4 months ago I merely heard it pronounced, without any other details. What led me to answer immediately, I thus can still not understand. The human figure with a kind glance and meek words continued, "Believe firmly, I shall help you." It became dark again. I heard the strange noise which awakened my wife. She found me in a state of feverish excitement which lasted 2 days like a frenzy of friends. All this impels me to see a means to get in touch with you. I now already believe deeply that you will help me. I will joyfully await to receive your instructions. My greatest hope is, if I can, to be of service to you. Yours sincerely, Boris Gorgiev.
He does not like you in that word miracle at all. So I say, in the performance of his duty, of his work in a spiritual way, by virtue of the connections with different people, the connections established in this life and the previous lives, he goes on doing his work, which can have an appearance of miraculous happenings. Now, during our lifetime with Baba, we have seen many, many miracles taking place all around. Because once Baba explained that all these powers roll under his feet, he does not carry all those powers overhead. It is the only existence, one without a second existence of God, that is most important in life. That central existence you may choose to call anything. The scientist may dare to call him God, he is not pleased to call him God, he calls it energy. So long as he attributes the highest power, the highest knowledge to that, whatever he calls as energy or all, he indirectly worships God and nobody else. Atheists say that we do not believe in God, but Meher Baba says, so long as a man is a human being, he of course, he is a believer in God in, unconsciously, indirectly, by the very fact that he is a human being. And God is in everyone as much in an atheist as he is in a God believer or in a God lover. So, Meher Baba can do anything and everything. But Meher Baba will not do anything to satisfy your desires. If your desire is worth satisfying in a spiritual way, he will do it. So Meher Baba says, I have come to make you give up all your desires. That means low desires. Maybe some of the lower desires also. As Baba says, once you have to give up everything, it is in giving up. You have to start giving up from today. He doesn't mean physically at all. The greatest attachment we have is our mental preferences. During my association with Baba, I found that having given up everything physically, that my father gave me everything and I was waiting for the occasion, that when my father bequeaths me everything, whatever comes to my share, that I have liquidated and placed before Baba's feet, and that I have won the day, won the life. To that extent, yes. But to a further extent, no. Why? Because that is not the only thing to be given up. Physically you give up, or you may not give up. Mental preferences, attachments to life, that is the important thing to be given. And in saying so, Baba does not want you to become like a musk. Throw away your garments, throw away your clothes, become disinterested with life. Not at all. Baba doesn't like your indifference to your life, but Baba does not like your attachment to your life. Baba does not like your indifference to your life, but Baba does not like your indifference to your life, but he does not like your attachment. Now supposing Baba says everything is Maya, everything is illusion. And when my mother was ill, and I thought to myself, why should I bother about my mother? This is an illusion. If nobody looks after her, I do not look after her. She will die, everybody has to die. Baba does not want that. You should not be indifferent. But when she died, you should not take it to heart very deeply, Baba says. You try to be, he does not like your indifference. He wants you to be in the world, but wants you to be detached from the world. Detached in the sense that Baba does not want to coerce your mind every day, go on saying, keep yourself detached. He does not want any coercion to the mind at all. And because such a detachment is not very easy, it is most difficult, so he has given a very simpler alternative. And the alternative is what? Attach yourself wholesale to me, so that all the rest of the attachments will fall away. Now, do you have any questions on this? Because this is a very important point that directly relates or links with everybody's life. The attitude of detachment for a man to have, which I am not able to develop, in the absence of which, what shall I do in my life? How can I justify my existence as a mere Baba lover? This is a very important question. So I would like you to think for a minute and ask me a question, whether there is anything that disturbs you. Just in life and yet remain detached. It is not an easy job, sir. It is yes and no at both at one and the same time. Yes.
How do you know when to give and when not to give?
To give what?
To give anything to someone.
It's a question of giving to Baba. There is no question of someone here. We talk about giving to someone is not the question here at all. Baba says, you give everything to me and you completely belong to me. Where is the question of giving to somebody else? What? You seem to be a little, just a teeny bit confused over it, ma'am.
Well, Ruth Winger asked me to ask the question.
Yes. That's a different question. We can talk it over at some other time. Yes.
I have a question. You mentioned that you sit, just rest on that wall and sit, sir. You are looking uncomfortable. Please. Because your discomfort will come in the way of my explanation or answer.
You mentioned that Baba doesn't like the coercion of the mind, and that the detachment should be such that
spontaneous.
Should be spontaneous, and what Baba says we should do is to attach ourselves to him. Now that requires some effort, for me at least, and that requires coercion of the mind or disciplining the mind a little bit. So how do the two go together?
Yes. Anything forced on the mind by virtue of your love for Meher Baba is justified, whether it is coercion or whether it is something else. So long as you exert, even to an extent of coercing your mind, by virtue of your love for Meher Baba, perfectly all right. Nobody likes coercion. And there are people who try to coerce their mind in a mechanical way. Neither they are able to achieve anything, nor they are able to keep themselves happy with their effort. That sort of a coercion should not be there. The coercion, in the beginning it may be coercion to a certain extent. I will explain you what that coercion is. The child is there and the mother is there. The mother wants to do some work, household work, and the child goes on kicking the mother all the time, creating such an amount of noise that she is all the time distracted from her work. She has to coerce herself to look after the child. This coercion is allowed. Why does she do it? Because she loves the child more than the work. That is why in the eventual sense Meher Baba says that your love for me should rise, be so much, irrespective of anything in the world. Anything and everything. It doesn't mean in order to create that love, in order to evoke that love, I should go on demonstrating anything to the world or go on dancing about. Because people are attracted by dancing. A man goes and dances. He has taken only one peg of the divine wine he may have taken. And goes on dancing like a master. And here is the perfect one who has drunk deep the whole bottle of wine, the whole keg of wine, and is fully balanced. And he doesn't show a single little sign of intoxication. But people don't believe he's an ordinary man. He looks very ordinary. And look at this man, he's dancing about. So there are many dancers. So we should not dance about what we want to attain and show to the world at all. It is all within ourselves. And if you feel the coercion, as a mother feels a coercion for her own child, to look after her own child by virtue of her love for the child, then it doesn't assume the aspect of it being a coercion at all. It is out of your love that you do it. It is not coercion. Because there is a background to it. That coercion does not mechanically stand by itself. It should not become mechanical. There was one yogi, I shall explain to you. He did not want any physical ailment. He lived in Ambanagar. To a certain extent, he was attached to Meher Baba. And in the old Baba Jan school at Mehrabad, he was given a teacher's job for a short time. He was a man who used to meditate for 10 and 12 hours in a day and night. He was my great friend. So, started growing old. He died at the age of 90. I saw him even during his last days. Not when he actually died. So this man, in order to get over any physical complaint that he had in his body, say supposing he had his leg ache or knee ache, so he used to raise his leg like this and say, "You pain, you pain, you pain, disappear, disappear, disappear." I thought to myself, this yogi is such a nice, good, pure man. He's very pure character also. Baba loved him to a certain extent. And why is he adopting such a mechanical way to get over the pain? If he wants to get over the pain, he can go and take a pill and swallow it, and probably he will be able to benumb, you see, that part for a time being and get over it. Why does he do that mechanically? Then again, now barring this, besides this, I had once a discussion with him. I said, all these number of hours that you are meditating, for what do you do? He says, "I want peace, 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 everything peace." I said, "Peace, peace." And this is the only thing in Meher Baba I do not like, that he creates a confusion. And I want all peace and peace. And I would like to miss my train rather than create a confusion and haste for myself to catch a train. I said, "Your idea of peacefulness and your method of achieving peace is most impractical. I would never go for it for my life in the world at all. This is the most impractical thing in the world. This peace, what is the good of attaining this peace if this peace cannot stand the test of a confusion? Then if this peace is not able to absorb that noise, then this peace is a static peace. Instead of this peace, I would like to have dynamic bliss from Meher Baba than the static, dead, grave-like peace." I don't do it. "No, no, it is all right. It's all right for you all. You are a Meher Baba man. It's the amazing." But in spite of that, he was a very nice man. So I told him, mechanically saying pain, 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 you go, it will never go away. So such mechanical repetitions of even Baba's name, Baba's name of course is another thing, but anything that is done mechanically may have a certain mechanical or a physical effect, but it is not the spirit of the thing we are said to be following when the thing becomes mechanical. It should be spontaneous. To achieve that spontaneity, you can discipline yourself. Your discipline will never go in vain. With a purpose, not aimless, with a purpose in view. With that purpose to achieve love for Meher Baba, or achieve anything you like. If Meher Baba is not there, let there be any God. Who that God is, I do not know. People say, "God," I say, "Show me your God. Yahan khudai khuda pade, tujhe kis khuda ki talash hai?" He said, "There are gods and gods in the world. Some somebody worships a stone, somebody worships a sky. And after all, what do you worship? Where is your God? Your God is only encompassed, confined to your imagination. Swami Vivekananda was a great man. He was asked a question. He said, you all Hindus are idol worshippers. Then he said, who are you? We are not all, we are God worshippers. So he said, where is your God? He said, my God? I said, your God is confined to your thought, your idea, is confined to your imagination. And what, supposing even if I worship a stone as God, or any other human being as God, it is the shape and form I can see with my naked eyes before me. Your God is in your imagination. My God is a concrete God before me. I can touch it. I can feel him. I can see him. And so he said, even you cannot afford to call yourself a non-idolater. You are equally good an idolater. You worship your own imagination. I worship a form. That is the only difference. So coercing, as you say, even if you feel that it is a coercing, but it should be a pleasant coercing. Just as to perform the duties for a child, the mother has to coerce herself to look after the child and stand all the dancing that the child creates for the mother. It is out of her love. So that is no coercing. It is 100% permitted in the scheme of Baba's things. Yes.
Make sure the decision is about, you know, do this or that, or play for me. How do we know that in the decisions we make, we aren't pursuing our attachments rather than...
Everything depends upon your own motivation, your own motive, and your love for the subject matter. The means justify the motive. The motive justifies the means. Even if you go wrong, in your love for Meher Baba doing anything, you do not bother. You are not responsible. So long as your love stands good for you. But if one tries to do things hypocritically in order to show things and demonstrate things and make them spectacular before the world's eye, there is no truth in it. One has to be very honest. For the purpose he has in view. And if that purpose is stationary, unchanging, the highest, I may even make mistakes. I'm not responsible. I'm responsible for my love for him. If in my love for him I become hypocritical, then I am responsible. In the darkness of my ignorance, I am not an enlightened man, but I have all the love for him. And in my actions, if I make certain mistakes, they are 100% pardonable by virtue of your love for him. But that there should not be a flaw in your love for him. There should not be a flaw in your motive. If the motive stands erect all the time, then the rest of the things assume secondary aspect. So you should not worry about it at all. But if the motive is unsteady, then only God help you or Meher Baba help you. And if one is not able to have that much love, I did not give love, get love for Meher Baba. I got it for the first sight, but Meher Baba's understanding, it took me years and years to get it. I never believed Meher Baba is the avatar, much less is the perfect man, or much less anything at all. It was after years of experience that I was able to form my conviction. And there are people who get the conviction in a shorter duration of time than the other. So you should not bother about it. But to put in our effort in a very sincere way is our right to do it. And we should not be too much involved in thinking whether this is right or that is right. See whether your love is right, whether your motive is right. And Baba helps. See the manner Baba helped this man. He never knew Meher Baba at all. And how he helped him. Meher Baba appeared as a flood of light before him. And the question was asked, who am I? So he said, Meher Baba, that man never knew Meher Baba at all. So he will help you. As I in the beginning said, that he is in you. He is in each one of you. Not that he sees himself in you, he feels himself in you, but he is in you. But he is asleep and you have to wake him by your now. It's a game of love. Love is the reflection. Love is the reflection of the unity of God into the diversity of our life. Love is the reflection of the unity of God into the diversity of life. Our life is overwhelmed with all the diversities. Because we feel all, we see all, everybody is different in our manners, in our ways, in our physical appearances, in everything. We differ from each other. We don't feel that unity. God is one. And what is that thing which links us with God, with this unitarian state of existence? It is only love. So I think this is what Baba is saying, that God, that love is the reflection of the unity of God into the diversity of our life. So there is nothing else excepting your love. And what else? Try to boil down everything in the world. All the physical things, all the mental things, all the things that we feel about, and all the sort of intuition and inspirations and perspirations we may get, try to boil down all, and in the final analysis we shall see that it is nothing but love. Because without love, this existence could never have come into its own being, neither could it have thrived or gone on as it is today. It is only the love that keeps everything coherent. Love in different aspects. As I said, pure love, divine love is different, human love is different, then carnal love is different, then the love in the physical, in the inanimate objects like gravitation is different, but it is, in the eventual sense, it is nothing but love. Different grades of love. And because of the purity and input, the difference is only there because of the purity. So Meher Baba says, you have not to gain anything, you have got everything in you. Yogi might say, you have to gain this, you have to go high and you have to go low and you have to do all these acrobatics of mind and physical body and your feelings. Meher Baba says, nothing of that sort. You have everything in you, already there, because the love is there. And the love is the only link between God and man we have seen. So you have already got everything there, it is to be unfolded. That love. That love is covered over with the dross of your own desires. And that is to be clear. That is love. It cannot be done as easily as said. But then with his blessings, everything can happen. How this small miracle did happen? That was his blessing. How did it happen? Could this man ever have crossed the border, this man who was looked upon as guilty of sabotage? And he was chosen for execution in Bulgaria. He was able to cross the border, and there was certain power, he says, that from the back, he said, they pushed him on and went to America eventually. He got this experience. So, Meher Baba is all powerful. He is all knowledge. He is all bliss. It is up to one and all of us. We have to decide what we want from him. If you want all knowledge, you can get. If you want all bliss, you can get. If you want all power, you can get. But power in a selfish way, then if you want to get it, then you have not to desire it. It's a contradiction. Contradiction abhorred by logic is embraced by love. Contradictions, the extreme point of contradictions is there where spirituality begins. And if people come and ask me, Meher Baba said one thing here and another thing there, I tell them that because he has said, he is Meher Baba. Without which he could not. This chair is standing before me. The chair is there and the chair is not. Logic.